You're with SBS Radio.
Když se nedávno do Austrálie za velké pozornosti davů podívala Meghan a její manžel princ Harry, obnovilo to trvalou debatu, zda by se Austrálie neměla stát republikou. Bývalý senátor za stranu práce a republikán Graham Richardson říká, že nová generace královské rodiny potlačila republikánské hnutí v zemi. Je ale mezi podporou smetánky a zachováním australské ústavní monarchie nějaká souvislost? Během nedávné královské návštěvy prince Harryho a jeho manželky Meghan do Austrálie nebylo pochyb o nadšení davů. Když při návštěvě regionálního města Dubbo v centrálním Novém Jižním Walesu povzbuzoval lidi postižené suchem, aby vyhledali pomoc, odvolával se princ Harry na svůj vlastní boj o duševní zdraví.
Because asking for help was one of the best decisions that I ever made. You will be continually amazed how life changes for the better.
Republikáni a dokonce i někteří monarchisti se domnívají, že taková podpora by neměla být vnímána jako otázka, zda existuje podpora pro Australskou republiku. Koordinátorka mladých monarchistů Victoria Claire Evans nevěří, že uplynulá návštěva přispěje k větší podpoře statutu quo.
I don't think the royal tour so much increases the support. Obviously, like the crowds didn't grow across the tour. It was pretty large from the get-go. But I do think we can't sort of mistake admiration for obviously actually understanding the system of constitutional monarchy. But I do think a lot of the time it does showcase a lot of the good work that they do as a royal family and a lot of the pros of the system. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Národní ředitel hnutí za Australskou republiku Michael Cooney říká, že nadšení z královské návštěvy nemusí nutně znamenat, že se chce zachovat monarchie.
I think we see there's a segment of our population who are very excited by any royal business. I think it's, if you look at those crowds, they're not particularly diverse. They represent some Australians, but not all Australians. But whether people are enthused by princes and princesses as celebrity visitors or not, they know that there's a question for Australia to answer about our future. That's a very different one from whether we're going to turn up and say hello to either a film star or a celebrity.
Průzkum mínění z dubna zjistil, že 50% Australanů podporuje republiku, 41% chce zůstat v konstituční monarchii a 9% je nerozhodnutých. Národní svolavatel Australanů za konstituční monarchii, profesor David Flint, říká, že princ Harry a jeho bratr William jsou populární, protože to jsou, jak říká, kvalitní lidé. Říká, že zejména mladší Australani jsou uchváceni tím, že princ Harry ukázal, že je oddaný službě.
His insistence on going with his men to first Iraq and then Afghanistan, and subsequently not only in his charity work but especially in relation to the Invictus Games, where he has shone as a light, I think. And I think Australians, particularly young Australians, recognize this.
Profesor Flint říká, že ti, kteří agitují za Austrálii jako republiku, budou muset ukázat, jak se jejich návrh pozitivně projeví na správě země.
We've always argued that the question is constitutional. That if you're going to change our constitution, it has to be a change which will significantly improve the governance of Australia, which puts an obligation on anybody, including so-called Republicans. That they must demonstrate that what they're proposing will improve the governance of this country, and they've significantly failed on that.
Michael Cooney z Hnutí za Australskou republiku říká, že prosadit změnu na republiku bude trvat dlouho, protože to pro voliče není otázka nejvyšší priority.
That's never going to be as immediate as power prices or refugees or the kind of really urgent issues of the day. But I think Australians know that there are important things. You know, there's more than one important issue at one time. This is sort of the way campaigns have changed in the last 20 years, and we saw it, for instance, with the marriage campaigns, where citizens can really take a bit of charge of their campaigns. They're engaging directly with each other in real-life conversations.
Cooney počítá, že čtyřletý horizont je na takovou změnu realistický.
We want Australians to have a say right at the start with a national vote in the year 2020 to answer the question, do you want Australia to be a republic with an Australian head of state? And do you want our head of state to be elected by the people or elected by the parliament? So we want to answer those two questions up front. And then we want to have a referendum to change the constitution and put that in place by 2022. So we think if we let Australians choose our future, that's always going to be the best way to have a strong future.
Claire Evans z Mladých monarchistů Victorie ale říká, že je toho příliš moc, než aby Austrálie riskovala změnu na republiku. Konstituční monarchie podle ní poskytuje Austrálii stabilitu. Claire Evans říká, že letošní index Economist Intelligent Units Democracy hodnotil 167 zemí, co se úspěšností jejich demokratických systémů týče, a shledal mezi prvními 15 9 monarchií.
Some of the sort of criteria were whether they had checks and balances in their governments and whether the elections were free and fair. And I think the fact that Australia was listed in the top 15 was no coincidence. The checks and balances that our system of constitutional monarchy provides and this sense of stability throughout the changes of governments ensures that this is the case. And then you have sort of the system that the Australian Republican movement is trying to push, which is a system like the United States have, and they came in at number 21 on the list, the 167 countries. So I think, you know, I don't know why we'd want to lose all that.
sbs.com.au